America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Oh boy, here it comes. The greatest sales pitch of Obama's career. And he's gambling in Vegas that you'll swallow his line, hook, line, and sinker. I lied about Obamacare, the IRS, the VA, and just about everything else, so who are you going to believe? Me or your own eyes? Folks, don't take the bait. And maybe it's best you don't even watch. So the country sends a message to the prez. We don't care what you have to say. I know you care what we have to say with American Adversaries at Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer. I'm Lair Adams, and I know a political stunt when I see one. Our host and resident stuntman is here to explain it all, Christopher Hart.
All right, that's right. Thank you very much, Lair Adams, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer, and we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please don't forget, for the best in mercury free dental care, call my dear friend and my personal dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And thank you, folks, who have been doing just that. I really appreciate that. Okay, we got a big show lined up for you tonight. We will talk a little bit about the petulant, pugnacious president who's playing emperor again. But we have a big guest that we're going to be spending a lot of time talking with today. And this man's name is Usama Dakdok. He's being brought to us by Act for America. And we have a peculiar situation. But first of all, let me tell you who else is in the studio. Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspection, our sponsor, is also here. Aubrey, how is it going?
It's going great. We got more backbone in this room than the whole of D.C.
Amen to that.
And Spinal Tap.
There you go. By the way, are you here illegally? Because if you're not, it's going to be okay after tomorrow.
Well, too late. Been here a long time now.
Came here legally from South Africa. First of all, we've got a bit of a situation. Usama was scheduled to speak tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Streetside Grill downtown. Unfortunately, something has come up at the Streetside Grill, and they have canceled that venue for tomorrow night. I don't know the reason why, so I'm not even going to speculate. All I can say is that the Streetside Grill is not going to have a room available tomorrow night for the normal monthly ACT meeting, which they hold monthly down there. So if there's anyone in the audience who on the spur of a moment, because we literally just found out about this literally just moments before showtime, if there's anyone on the spur of the moment out there who can suggest or has a venue that they could make available for up to, say, 100 people or so for tomorrow night for this presentation, we would certainly appreciate. You can either call now here at the station, call the show, 407-774-8255, and relay your contact information to Nick LeCicero, who is on the bridge. Or you can call Mike from Act for America directly. And you can reach him at 407-617-0919. Do we have a venue? Do we have a venue? Hold on. Excuse me just a moment, folks. All right. We do have a venue for tomorrow night. It will be at the Apopka VFW. Joe Ferrero, just miracle worker here at the station's promotions director, just lined this up. Real quickly, Joe, tell us, where is the Apopka VFW, please?
You know, they just asked me the physical address. which I do not have on the top of my head. I know where it is. I can take you right there right now. I will go get that for you.
In the meantime.
Yes.
In the meantime, it's just south of 441 right there off Park Avenue, isn't it? Or is it not?
Central Avenue.
Central Avenue.
You have Park, then Central. You make that left. VFW is right there. Commander Artie Vecchio was wonderful enough to say, sure.
All right. And Artie, of course, is a veteran from the Normandy invasion.
Yes, he was.
That's right. So we really appreciate that. We're pulling that information up for you as we literally speak.
519 South Central Avenue.
Okay, there you go. 519 South Central Avenue, Apopka. That's the Apopka VFW Hall. They've been gracious enough to step up. And literally, this is talking about breaking news. This has been happening in the last 15 minutes. But this is good, folks, because I do believe, after we've talked with Usama here on the show, you'll understand what I mean, that you're going to definitely want to come out and hear this man speak and meet him and become a part of the educated
American venue.
Public. Absolutely right. So, once again, that's the Act for America meeting tomorrow night featuring Usama Dak Doc as the speaker. Will be at the Apopka VFW in Apopka, of course. All right. So we'll keep giving you that information throughout the show. So if you're out there and you go to these meetings, please call your friends who you know who may not unfortunately be listening to the show right now and update them. Just let everybody know. Pass the word. And if you've not been to one of these meetings, here's a great opportunity to go, especially if you're from the Apopka area. Okay. I'm reluctant to make a lot of comments about the president. I mean, in his speech tomorrow night about the immigration move, he is petulant, he is pugnacious, and now he's going to play the emperor. That's according to his own words, because before, when he said he couldn't do this, he was saying it because he wasn't the emperor of the United States, he was the president. So I guess he's elevated himself. However, I will say this. I believe it's going to be a Pyrrhic move, and Pyrrhic means that he will achieve this at great excessive cost. Cost to him, cost to his party, and I dare say cost to the United States of America. Because it's just going to invite a lot more illegal immigration into this country with a porous border. But having said that, I guess, you know, you got anything to throw in there, Aubrey? I mean,
well, he doesn't really care about America. He doesn't really care about Americans. What he does care about is building the Democrat voter base. And that is what it's all about. Well, the majority of immigrants vote Democrat.
Well, that's true, but I believe that this could also boomerang against him, because there's a lot of Democrats out there who aren't illegals who may not appreciate him doing this. Well, the polls suggest that, for instance.
Yes, but remember, the polls are very forgiving. What we normally see is when the Democrats or the moderate Democrats start voting for Republicans like they did now.
Yeah.
It's because they're upset with the Democrat Party. But give it 2 or 4 years and let those feelings die down. They go back to the Democrat Party, and then we're stuck with them for a long time again.
How soon we forget, right?
Right.
Well, just a couple of caveats. These illegals, he will just basically be suspending deportation. They will not have citizen status. They will not be able to vote. These things will require acts of legislation, which obviously aren't going to happen, or at least I don't think they'll happen. Of course, you never know with Mitch McConnell and that crowd. But the effect of what he's going to do, all we can do hope to do is limit it. And then we'll deal with, you know, correcting it later on. But we shall see how extensive he intends to take this. I will say this, the Supreme Court 2 years ago already has made a decision basically giving him wide latitude to what he evidently is going to do. But unless Congress goes along with it, it will be not easily, but it will be reversible with a stroke of a pen by the next president. And it will be very limited in the sense that all he will be doing is postponing deporting these people. And this is where I think it could possibly backfire on him, because when reality sets in that basically what he's giving them, they've already got, for the most part, the Hispanics maybe feel a little cheated by the whole thing.
Well, let me ask you a question here, Chris.
Yeah.
If by the stroke of the pen, these people have now become legal. How is a president with a stroke of a pen now going to start deporting people that are legal?
Well, first of all, they will not be made legal. Basically, all he can do is suspend deportation. That is by not in no means making them legal. It would require an act of legislation to make them legal. However,
he's made legislation on his own before.
Well, it's not really legislation in the sense that the next president can reverse it. Now, but there was two prongs to your question. The legal prong, which, you know, he's not, you know, really giving them legal status.
Right.
The other prong was, though, the political question. If he does this, would it be problematic for the next president to reverse that action, politically speaking? There you might have a legitimate point. But the next president would be able to reverse this should they have the political willpower to do so. And if there's a better, you know, action in place, of course, that would make all of that moot. I want to go to Tim from Castleberry, and then we got to take our break, and then we're going to come back and spend the rest of the show talking to Usama Dak Doc. Tim, thank you for calling.
How you guys doing?
Excellent. Yourself?
Great. Now, listen, how much do you want to bet that within 24 hours of his talk tomorrow night, he gives the order for the Ferguson riots to take that amnesty out of the television?
Well, obviously, you know, his plan for dealing with a crisis is to come up with a bigger and better one, and so certainly that's a possibility. But no, this is why I say this is going to be a pyrrhic move. This is going to come at – there will be a lot of hard feelings that will not go away quickly. Over time, they might, but anything else on the news, I guarantee you when he makes this move tonight – irregardless of what happens in Ferguson, the main thing, the main subject matter on all the talking head shows for at least the foreseeable future is going to be this action. And what are the Republicans going to do about it?
Yeah, I doubt that, though. I think they'll switch over to Ferguson.
Well, that will have only short legs, too. I mean, this has longer legs for the political reasons that Aubrey was alluding to and for legal reasons as well. So we shall
see. He's got 5 weeks before he gets a new batch into the Senate.
Yeah. So and they're going to be sore from all this. So, you know, this president wants a fight. I mean, he amongst anybody else is not going to let this go, Tim. He wants this fight and he's going to get it. All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We'll take the break when we come back. Once again, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries. And like Tim, you can be a part of the show. 407-774-8255.
Separated.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries, where we separate fact from fiction, truth from lies, myth from reality. You are listening to us live from coming to you from the Mercury Free Studios. 407-774-8255 is the number, and I just want to apologize for being a good old boy country hick who can't pronunciate words right. It's Pyrrhic. I was pronouncing Pyrrhic. Well, I was pronouncing Pyrrhic, Pyrrhic. Anyway, you spell it P-Y-R-R-H-I-C, and Pyrrhic means something that comes with great cost. You may accomplish something, but it will come with a great cost to you or excessive cost. And I think that that's what the president is fixing to do tomorrow night. Thank you, Nostradamus, for listening and correcting me on that. Also, don't forget, the lecture that was to be tomorrow night at the Streetside Grill has now been rescheduled, a brand new venue at Apopka VFW Hall, which is at 519 South Central Avenue. And it starts at 6:30. It is free, and I do highly suggest you come on out. I'm going to be there, so please come and join me and listen to the man who's our guest now. This man is Usama Dak Doc, and he is renowned for going out and speaking the truth about Islam and Christianity for that matter, and he's now made it to the hit list of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. They've got, I can't say a bounty on his head, but they certainly have an eye out on him, the evil eye, if you will. So welcome to our show, Usama Dak Doc. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, it's my joy, my brother, to be with you and all your wonderful audience.
Well, thank you, sir. And first of all, just give us a little bit about your history. I understand you were born born in Egypt. Mm-hmm. I understand you were born as a Christian, but you were raised amongst Muslims in Muslim public
in a Muslim
schools.
Country. Absolutely. Yeah. I was born 45 years ago in Upper Egypt. My daddy was a Baptist minister there. I grew up to learn about Islam all the years of my life. In college, I learned about Islamic law, Sharia. And that was really the beginning that the Lord opened my eyes to know more about Islam. We came to America here, me and my wife, whom we met in Germany a good 25 years ago, been married now for 24 years. And we came to America, and I realized there are Muslims in America, and I saw this will be a great opportunity for me to minister to the Muslims, share the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ here with them in America. So as I grew up in Egypt, it is difficult for us to minister to the Muslims, because if the Muslims become Christians, they will be killed by their own parents, and me, as a person who shares the cross with them, will be removed out of life or put in some jail or whatever. But here it's a free country, and that's where the Lord really spoke to my heart to start the Straight Way of Grace ministry, which we've been doing now for almost 14 years, traveling all over America and Canada and some other countries around the world as well.
Real quickly, what's your website for people out there?
It is thestraightway.org, www.thestraightway.org.
The Straightway, STRAIGHT, thestraightway.org.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still have family in Egypt?
Well, some of my family is out of Egypt and the rest is there. And we pray the Lord will keep protecting them, because as you see, Muslim, their terrorization and their way of life will go against what we're doing here. And we hope and pray that the Lord will keep them safe.
Yeah.
Usama, listen, one thing I can't get around my head, and especially recently this last week with the woman that they busted for trying to get her boyfriend into ISIS and now trying to recruit other people to send them to ISIS. Mm-hmm. What is it that attracts women? I just don't get it. That attracts women to this way of life, to want to subjugate themselves, and for the life of me, I can't wrap my brain around it.
Islam is a cult. It is a work of Satan. And when Satan blinds men or women, he will destroy them. Satan is here on the existence of this world for three things: for to kill, to destroy, and steal. And if you know Allah is Satan, you will understand everything come after that. When a man or woman are willing to give up their life to die for Allah, that is Islam. It is a cult in which Allah requires His believers to die for Him. It's the opposite of Christianity, which is obviously a faith, not a religion, in which God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. So Allah is Satan. He wants Muslim dead, and He wants us dead. And when you are blind by the deception of Allah, you will do everything which you cannot imagine.
This is interesting, because several weeks ago I decided to start saying that Islam is a fraud, you know, sort of to rebrand it, if you will.
So you're saying it's more of like a satanic cult.
It is. Allah is Satan. You see, here is the problem. Most Americans have not read the Quran, which, by the way, worked so hard for four long years to translate to accurate English translation, to be available for people tomorrow to get, and also available in e-book, available on Amazon. It's called The Generous Quran. If you read the Quran...
It's called what again?
The Generous Quran. That's the real name.
The Generous Quran.
When Muslims call it Holy Quran or Glorious Quran, these are made-up names. They're lying even on the title of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read Quran chapter 1, verse 1, you realize that Allah is the God of this world, as Muslims say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:4 assured us that the God of this world is Satan. Allah is the best deceiver. As Allah says in the Quran, Huwa khairul makkareen, He is the best of the deceivers. Allah is the one who lead people astray. Allah is the one who desires to fill hell with Christians and Jews, as Muhammad assured us in the Hadith and as it is written in the Quran. So, you see, Allah is Satan. And we need to understand that in America, that Muslim worship Satan. Allah does not have a son. But the Bible teaches that God is a Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So Allah is Satan. Muslims worship Satan in the cult of Islam. And they're doing it without knowing that when they kill a Christian, when they're killing a Jew, when they kill an infidel, they're not doing anything but doing favor to Satan. They think they're worshiping Allah mm-hmm. by sacrificing their life for Him as Allah to be God. No, they're killing themselves. They're first victim of Islam. And sadly, the rest of the world who do not believe in Islam are victim number two.
All right, we're talking with Usama Dakdok, folks, and you can tell he's straight from the cuff. And Usama, I want to ask you this. Obviously, those are powerful words. Do you get death threats?
Well, I think if you search online, you will see plenty of them. But you know what? from the beginning, when we started this ministry, we decided to do it after we prayed to give up the spirit to the God of the spirit, which means I'm not worried about what will happen to me. And if you give up your spirit, you don't have fear. And from the beginning, I decided to have my name, real name, my telephone number. And if you go on our website, you will know that tomorrow I'll be speaking where. And the font, of course, the schedule tomorrow change. Yeah. But now people know, and Muslim knows the rest of my year, the next year, where I'm going to be speaking. I'm not hiding behind bushes. I'm not hiding behind the security. I am protected by the Holy Spirit, and there is no fear.
Okay, we're talking with Usama Dakdok, and you can find him at thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. And you can also find him tomorrow night at the Apopka VFW Hall, where I'll be sitting there watching him and speak as well. That's at 519 South Central Avenue, Apopka, 6:30. It's free. Please come and join us. And don't go away, because we got a lot more when we come back.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Today's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by My Liberty Threads. American made, America proud. MyLibertyThreads.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart once again for SoundbiteRx.com with just a taste of the brand new medicine. All right, folks, yes. The Obama administration has finally admitted that they do need a savior. Unfortunately, they're not looking in the right place. Who are they looking to be? Their savior, their political savior, if you will? Joe Biden. Oh, God. I don't know whether to laugh or cry reading that at soundbiterx.com, brand new today. You'll also find this there. An Iranian cleric has said that Iran will use suicide to send their message to the world. Now, why does that have such a powerful ring of truth to it? You'll find that also brand new today at soundbiterx.com. Also this, our EPA chief, Gina McCarthy, she's taking the message, the cue from the president, if you will. She's telling the Republicans, bring it on. She wants a fight, too. I don't know if the Republicans know what they got themselves into when they got themselves into power. We'll find out, though. Also this, Obama's doing a complete reversal on immigration. Well, a very reversal in ways. He did tell unions and the Hispanics and other groups that he couldn't do what he is going to do tomorrow night. And I hope you folks will do what I ask you to do, and that's go to soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, folks, where we have the answers for you when it comes to Islam and that fraud of a supposedly a faith. But we are here. We're here for you. We're the American Adversaries. It is drive time. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams, Aubrey Kahn in the studio. Our guest today is Usama Dakdok, and you can see him tomorrow night at the Apopka VFW Hall. Thanks to the great guys over there at Apopka for coming up with this venue on the spur of the moment. 519 South Central Avenue at 6:30. This is the meeting that was planned to be downside at the Street Side Grill. I understand there's a lot of construction going on down there. We don't know why it was canceled, but it will be rescheduled for tomorrow night at a new venue, Apopka VFW Hall, same time, 6:30, 519 South Central Avenue. Please do come out and join us.
You want to be there.
Absolutely. Usama obviously knows what he's talking about. He's born in Egypt to a Christian family, and his father was, you said, a Baptist minister in Egypt. Mm-hmm. He was raised Christian in an Islamic society, so he knows what he's talking about. He has the same view as I do, only I believe he's more blunt about it. I call the Islamic, quote-unquote, faith a fraud. It's fraudulent from top to bottom. He characterizes it as cultish. And it's as you were talking about that, I was getting goosebumps because I was going to ask you about an article I saw today in the Wall Street Journal, Wednesday, November 19th, 2014, page A8. The title of the article is Ancient Prophecies Motivate Islamic State. Subtitle, Militants Guide Strategy Claim Legitimacy and Woo Recruits by Citing End-of-Day Sayings, a Preordained Battle. And it basically describes ISIS is what you're describing, Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And ISIS, of course, sees themselves as the true believers, the true representatives
and
of the faith.
And according to the word of Allah in the Quran, they are the only true Muslim believers. And the rest of the believers who do not believe in such teaching, who do not practice such teaching, according to Allah's word in the Quran, they're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah. And one of the cities that they made a point of taking is a town called, I believe I'm pronouncing this, correct me if I'm wrong, Usama, Dabiq. It's spelled D-A-B-I-Q. And Dabiq is a city evidently that's mentioned either in the Hadith or the Quran as in the end days, this is where one of the big battles will be held.
Now, I disagree with you and with the person who wrote this article. There is not one prophecy, neither in the Quran nor in the Hadith. Muhammad is the only prophet who claimed to be a prophet without prophecy. He's a fraud. He's not a prophet. There is not one prophecy. And all that's what you hear about every prophecy been written lately, especially by the Shiites concerning the end of time, the 12 Imam, the Mahdi, the guided one, and the coming of Christ. None of these are true prophecies. They're literally reading some Christian books, talk about the end of time, and they twist them, and they are changed both these words about Muhammad Islam. Not one prophecy ever exists.
The 12th Imam, that's all just...
Not even the 12 Imams made up. It's only the Shiite believe in the 12 Imams, where they're less than 15% of the Muslims. And the Sunni look at the Shiite as an infidel or as a hypocrite, mm-hmm. and they do not believe in what they teach. There's no prophecy. Islam is not a true belief. It's not true religion. It's a cult. And the proof is that their prophet did not give us one prophecy, period. So when we say, well, there's a prophecy, and as this article teaching here, that in the end of time, this was going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. Even the prophecy about the Islamic flag, I heard a great preacher in America who talked about, and he's wrong, and we corrected him. He said, well, there's a prophecy said that Muhammad said in the end of time, they will be carrying the black flag to go and fight in the name of Allah. And when this come, Muslims need to join the black flag. No, it was the opposite. Muhammad said, people will carry black flag to come to fight you. So the enemy of Islam will be the one who will be carrying the black flag, not the Muslim. So everything, I promise you, there is not one prophecy. If Muslim can show us one prophecy, neither in the Quran nor in the Hadith, I will accept Islam.
Okay.
But I know there's not one prophecy in the books.
Okay. Well, that's part of the problem with when you have these cultish belief systems is that they are not based really on...
They change up
exactly.
and down. Depending on what's going to happen next week, there's going to be a new prophecy as well.
Right, exactly. By the way, please explain to... what is the difference between the Quran and the Hadith?
The Quran, as Muslims claim to be the word of Allah revealed to Muhammad through angel Gabriel, whom Muhammad did not see, and Khadijah, his wife, his first wife, assured him that this spirit he's meeting with is angel Gabriel. But you know what? Neither Khadijah herself never saw the spirit. And it's when you study this and you go in depth, you know, you can learn about this from watching our documentary we have on our website, thestraightway.org, revealing the truth behind the Muhammad movie, the movie which made up as excuse by Hillary and Obama to say that
here
why Benghazi has been attacked. If you go watch this movie, you will see that Khadijah knew that this spirit to be demonic, to be a godly spirit, not demonic spirit, because simply when she uncovered herself, when she became nude somehow, the demons or the spirit left the room. So now for sure she know it's a godly spirit. It's a joke. Khadijah, neither Khadijah or Muhammad know anything about this Jibreel. But that's what Muslims believe. Muhammad receives this revelation from Allah, which is nothing but a foolish counterfeit to what is written in the Bible through angel Jibreel. But the Hadith is Muhammad's own saying. And what we have, which we call correct Hadith, by Sahih Muslim or Sahih Bukhari, is literally less than 2% of the total saying of Muhammad. Muslims say Muhammad says this, Muhammad says that. If you add all the saying which Muslims claim Muhammad said, will make Muhammad a man to live roughly around 400-500 years. But he was only a prophet for 23 years.
Right.
So how in the world he have the chance to speak? But Muslims believe if it's a good hadith, even if it's a lie, it's good.
Yeah.
So that's how he put so much words in Muhammad's lips.
Right. I want to go back to something that Lair asked about in the first half of the show. By the way, folks, you can join the conversation, too, if you like. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're talking with Usama Dakdak. His website is thestraightway.org. He asked you why women, you know, get involved in this. Is there some big reward for women when they die? Like when men die in the, you know, in the name of jihad or whatever, they're supposed to get the 72 virgins or whatever. Are the women these virgins? I mean, how do they fit into the equation?
No, the 72 forever virgin, Hur al-Ayn, have nothing to do with the Muslim ladies who live on earth. As a matter of fact, Muhammad assured us in the hadith that 99% of Muslim ladies are going to burn in hell forever. As a matter of fact, all Muslim will go to hell. وَمَن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَرِدَهَا. Not one of you, but he will enter it. Hell. They said, even you, Apostle of Allah. He said, even me, unless Allah cover me with his mercy. Only one of 73 denomination, Muhammad. Here's a prophecy by Muhammad. A false prophecy. Why? Because he said, in the end of time, there will be 73 Muslim denomination. We have a few hundreds right now. So Muhammad was off by a few hundreds.
Go ahead.
One of the 73 denomination will be removed from hell to paradise, and the rest will stay in hell forever. So the idea that you'll make it to heaven, according to Islam, is a slam joke.
So you got to go through hell to get, what was that old song? You got, if you want to get to heaven, you got
to go to hell. Raise a little hell.
Yeah, that's the one. Only God not going to raise it. You're going to be sent there. But you're saying that only one out of 100 women in the end will even make it to heaven? The rest are going to stay in hell?
That is if her husband carry her in his shoulder to remove her from hell. That's why women will do everything they can to please their husband, that perhaps in the day of judgment, when the day come, their husband will feel compassionate on them and pick her, not the other wives.
Oh, my God.
It's a sad story.
Indeed, it is.
Really is.
And if you investigate Islam from the teaching of the Quran, you will see there was never a Muslim believer. Quran chapter 49, verse 14 said, the Bedouin said, we believed. Say, you did not believe, but say, we surrender. That is, becoming a Muslim as a result of fear. And the faith has not entered your hearts. The Arab, the Bedouin, those who can understand the Quran, those who know Muhammad, those who can literally read the Quran in the Arabic language, which now represents roughly around 13% of the Muslim, 87% of the Muslim in the world today have no clue what is Islam. But even the Arabs, the Bedouins, Quran 49, verse 14, Allah is telling the Quran, they submit, that's the word Muslim means.
Yes.
Submit or
submission.
Surrender.
Yeah.
So they submit and surrender to Islam, but faith never enters their heart. And those are the people who travel with Muhammad in the last year of his life to kill all the rest of the Arab who did not accept, surrender, and submit to Islam. And then their children, obviously, are the one who invaded the rest of the world. And sadly, today we have over 1.5 billion Muslim who know nothing about Islam, and they are believers. They're willing to die to get to paradise, not knowing that they will not make it to paradise, sadly.
And these are the people that you try to minister to.
Absolutely. Every man and woman on the face of earth, Muslim or not, we need to know the truth about Christ, for Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father but through him.
All right.
Well, you know, it just seems like, wow, wait a minute. When you die, you're going to go to hell almost for sure. But you still got to believe in this and really push it and think it's the best way. Oh, my gosh.
But the problem, my brother, is that Muslims do not know what is in the Quran. Muslims do not know what's in the Hadith. Muslims do not know Islam. The reason Muslims are Muslims is very simple, because they have not read the Quran or understood the Quran, because they do not know Muhammad. How in the world do you think a man will believe or a woman believe in Muhammad to be a prophet, the final messenger of Allah, the best man who ever walked on the face of the earth, if you know that he was a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender, a womanizer, a thief, an adulterer, a killer. I mean, every wicked sin you can imagine exists in this man. Not because Usama Dakhtok said so, but because Allah in the Quran said so, and Muhammad said himself in his own words in the Hadith. So Muslims do not know Muhammad. And sadly, as I was talking to a friend of mine today, many of the Muslims in the Muslim world are leaving Islam and becoming atheists, because the Christians are not prepared, are not equipped to reach out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Muslim knows the Quran, when Muslim know Muhammad, they automatically leave Islam.
Well, and plus they try to keep the women ignorant, so they can't even read the Quran.
Not just women. Women and men
Everybody.
Are ignorant.
Many, oh, yeah.
There's only a few of the Muslims who know what is written. 87 never read the Quran. Never read the Quran. If you think about the Muslim Turki, the Muslim Irani, the Muslim Afghani, the Muslim Pakistani, they're literally, Indonesia alone, I've been there twice. There are 210 million Muslim in Indonesia are dying every day and going to hell to be with Muhammad forever, simply because they never read the Quran and they never understood the true nature of Muhammad. They are Muslims by name, simply because their daddy was a Muslim, and their daddy was a Muslim simply because their fathers, their ancestors were Muslims, and simply the ancestor became Muslim because Muhammad and his followers, these Arabs, we read about in Quran 49:14, they killed the men, raped the women, and produced Muslim generation. And that's how Islam started, and sadly how Islam still exists today. If you leave Islam, we will kill you. And soon in America, they will kill our children if they do not accept Islam.
Anti-free thought.
Absolutely. Anti-religion, freedom of religion, or freedom of beliefs.
And what is being taught in the mosques?
Well, there are two stories in the mosque. If you are there, they will teach you Islam is love, Islam is peace, and we love you. We're happy to have you, and we're glad to be an American. We love everything about this country. We love your freedom. We love your democracy, and we hate the radicals. But if you are one of them, they will say, well, let us join together. We wait for the right time when we have the upper hand, and we'll kill the last American to take their children, their women and their children, to rape their daughters, to produce Muslim babies. That is the ultimate goal. Islamic State, not just in Iraq and Syria or in the Levant. No, it is to take over the world. And sadly, American people, because we do not know anything about Islam, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We have no clue what Muslim believe, and that's why we're losing America. Unless people wake up, that's why I beg people, please, come back, join us tomorrow. It's going to be a couple hours, and you'll learn more than you can imagine. We'd love to see you tomorrow.
It's worked in Europe.
Absolutely. As you can see, folks, the man knows his business. And so I do also invite you to come out and join Act for America tomorrow as we listen to Usama Dakdok give us a presentation at 6:30 at the Apopka VFW Hall at 519 South Central Avenue. A huge thank you to the folks at the Apopka VFW Hall for stepping up because of the last-minute cancellation by the Street Side Grill. So if you were planning to go to the Street Side Grill, just change your plans, put in this address in your smart device, 519 South Central Avenue, Apopka, and please be there by 6:30 to join us. And I'm going to scoot out of here right after tomorrow night's show and head on up there and catch it. And by the way, Usama's website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. And I definitely invite you to go there, too. And can people communicate with you there?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to open the floor for question and answer as well. And if people for some reason could not make it tomorrow, we have a conference coming up in June 10th. If you don't mind, share with our people if they will go and register for it.
Yeah, it's January 10th. The conference will be at the Radisson Hotel on North Alafaya Trail. That's out there by UCF. And you can go to thestraightway.org to register. They'll provide you with the link there. So go to thestraightway.org. It's the Florida Bible Prophecy Conference. The Florida Bible Prophecy Conference. It will be on January 10th, at the Radisson Hotel, which is at 1724 North Alafaya Trail. And we'll put this information on our Facebook page as well. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back. Going up to the country, to the Popkaville, if you will, to the VFW Hall tomorrow night, 6:30, Usama Dakdok, 519 South Central Avenue. I want to bring in, by the way, if there are any Muslims in the audience who would like to call in and speak with Usama or come up tomorrow night, he would love to talk to you. And we would as well. In the meantime, we'll go to our executive producer, Nostra Dennis, who has a story and a question for Usama.
Yeah, okay, first the story. As you know, Palestinians in Gaza were celebrating today, celebrating the terror attack at the Jerusalem synagogue. Two Palestinians, armed with a meat cleaver and a gun, carried out the attack at the synagogue before being shot dead by police. Gazan revelers in Rafah handed out sweets and brandished axes and posters of the said perpetrators in praise of the deadly attacks. Usama, it seems to me this is about business as usual in Palestine when things like this happen. Am I wrong here?
No, you are absolutely right, brother. Terrorization is the cult of Islam. Allah is the best terror, and so is Muslim, even are greater than Allah. There are six verses in the Quran where Allah talk about terrorization. I'm not going to read all of them, but let me read at least two. Quran 3:151, Allah said, we will cast terror into the hearts of those who became infidels because they partner other gods with Allah, which he did not send down with any sultan or authority. And their abode is the fire, and evil is the place of the unjust. Allah said he will cast terror into the heart of the infidels. That is a Christian who worship Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you read the Quran, it's very carefully you will find out that Jesus himself will burn in hell forever. And so is all the Christian who worship him, because Jesus accepted the worship of his disciples and we worship Jesus. So we are infidels by nature according to the teaching of Islam. Quran 8, chapter 12, another verse about terrorization. Quran 8, chapter 60. Quran chapter 33, verse 26, 27. Quran chapter 59, verse 2. But the greatest one I love is Quran chapter 59, verse 13. Because as you study Islam, as you know everything about Islam, you see Allah is always the greater. Allah is bigger. Allah is mightier. Allah is the stronger. Allah is that. Except in that one verse, Quran chapter 59, 13, where Allah telling us that Muslims are greater than him. Listen to what Allah said. You, that is a Muslim believer, are a greater terror in their chests than Allah. This is because they are people who do not understand. So every Muslim believer is greater than Allah for being a terror. And sadly, since September 11 until today, we got ourselves two presidents. One who is deceived, and he deceives the American people, and the other is a result of the deception which has been given to us by the first president. Bush lied to the American people by telling us, as we're going to be covering this more in depth, you're going to hear Bush and my answer to all the lies he taught us in our presentation tomorrow, that Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of love. No, Islam is a religion of terrorization. Islam is terror. If you do not know that, just read the Quran. A simple reading of the Quran. I'm not talking about one verse or 50. I'm talking about over 350 verses. All the Quran, literally all over its pages, we learn about the terrorization of Islam. And these Muslims in Gaza are no different than the Muslim in America. CARE, the Council on America-Islamic Relations, which we've seen standing behind Bush in the White House and standing and right now working in literally every important job in America. These Muslim jihadi CARE who hate Israel. They hate America even worse, because Israel to them is just a small devil. And we, America, are the great Satan. And it's coming down very bad, as you're going to see, what the Muslim will be doing here in America, around the world, especially the next 2 years.
And sadly, Usama's right. It was George W. Bush who invited the Muslim Brotherhood first into the White House. It was not Barack Obama. So how do we deal with this?
Education, education, education. I always told this, education will bring elimination to Islam. If the American people know the truth about Islam, they will know by their constitution, our constitution, which gave us freedom of religion, we would know for sure that it is illegal for Muslims to live in America. If you believe in the Quran, you must leave this country. Or we must open our country to every Muslim jihadi. We must bring ISIS to America, and we allow them to kill our men and to rape our women and our children, because that is Islam. Islam is a barbaric cult in which teaches very clearly. Come tomorrow, I promise you. These 2 hours you will never regret. I will show you from the Quran. I will show you from the interpretation of the Quran by Muslim scholars that it is illegal for Muslims to breathe air in America. And if we fulfill our duty before God, for this country, for our children, for our grandchildren, we'll do everything we can to close the last mosque in America and to free this country from the cancer of Islam. It's worse than a cancer. It is a very bad cult, as it is written from the Quran, in the Quran. And if Muslims do not believe in this barbaric cult, praise God, let them leave this cult. But we're not going to color Islam with the beautiful flowery colors and we add chocolate to it to make it acceptable to the American people. No, it is a cancer. It is worse than a cancer. It's time for the American people to know the truth. Education will bring elimination to Islam, and it will free the Muslims from their cult, because they are victim number one to this cult. And sadly, we are victim number two to the same cult, the cult of Islam.
As you can see, folks, this man is not only very knowledgeable, but a very talented speaker as well. So please come out and join me tomorrow at the Apopka VFW Hall, 630 519 South Central Avenue, for the presentation that Usama is talking about. Usama Dakdak, his website is thestraightway.org. Please go there. Communicate with him. Nostradamus, any last points or questions for Usama before we let you go?
Yeah, I'll try to get a two-parter in. I'm going to be quick, and I know we only have a few minutes left.
Part one,
is there any room for the ecumenism that these churches are trying to perform when they invite Muslims in for an ecumenical service? And part two of that is, in your opinion, do any mainstream Christian churches here in America get it? Do they get the threat that you're pointing
well,
out?
Well, first of all, the Krizlam is a destruction of America. I do not know if you will drink a good sweet tea out of a toilet. If you will do that out of the bathroom toilet, you know. Or if I will fix you a nice dish of soup and I put one spoon of poison in it, will you eat it? Every vegetable you like, I'm going to add one spoon of poison. That is the interfaith meetings. That is the Krizlam movement. It is nothing but the destruction of America. Why Muslim will not allow us to do the same meetings in the Middle East in the 57 Muslim countries? Israel loves it so much here in America. Number two, I praise God. We have wonderful churches, conservative churches all over this country and all over Canada. We are involved right now in many TV ministries and many radio programs all over this world. And I believe there are many Christians who are willing to stand up, to speak the truth, and to teach the truth. And until the rest of America wake up, we will lose it. I know there is always remnant. There is always the godly Christian people who will stand up even to death, to die with Christ, to die for Christ. But it's time for us to educate ourselves here in Florida, here in Orlando area. Please join us tomorrow.
Okay. You have a lot of guts, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for being with us tonight, and I hope you'll be back with us on the show again.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right,
Thank you.
Usama Dakdok. Please come and join us tomorrow night, Apopka VFW Hall, 630-519 South Central Avenue. His website is thestraightway.org. Please take advantage of this opportunity, folks, and help us dispel, you know, this fake religion, this cult, and let's help save some more souls in the process. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Night, everybody.
660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of Salem Communications.